Off the Ball Rugby.
This is a big opportunity now for him to silence a lot of critics going into the summer with a bit of a bounce in his step, going to the Irish Tour with some confidence built up, and you know, really grab that jersey.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up today, the teams are out for this weekend's URC final between Leinster and the Bulls at Croke Park. Ronan O'Gara on the La Rochelle player he feels deserves much more following his departure. And Jean de Villiers on the worrying times for rugby as a sport. But first, Leinster and the Bulls have named their teams for Saturday's URC final at Croke Park. Josh van der Fleer and Gary Ringrose both return from injuries to make Leo Cullen starting side. Ringrose is back in at outside centre, taking the place of Jamie Osborne, who drops to the bench, while van der Fleer will link up with captain Jack Conan in the back row. Leinster are back at GAA HQ for a third time this season, and head coach Cullen is looking forward to another special day out at Croker.
Like this season, you know, like let's talk about this season for starters. Like it's you know, you're out of the RDS, and you know, you're moving around what it's going to be like, and you know, the support we've had this year, like the numbers, listen, Mark's give the exact numbers now, I don't know off the top of my head, but listen, the numbers that we've had attending games has been phenomenal. And, you know, Croke Park has been a part of that as well. So, you know, we were here earlier on the year playing against Munster to have what was pretty much a solo game. You know, we played here in the Champions Cup last 16 against Harlequins, and like that was the last weekend of the AAL that same weekend. And, you know, we still had an unbelievable crowd here. You know, and, you know, there's a 7-day lead into this game, and it's in, tickets are selling well, and it's, you know, we're going to have a great crowd here. So the first thing for us, you know, for we're very appreciative of the support we've had all year, because the numbers are incredible, really, when you see them. So, you know, for us as a group, you know, the playing group and the support staff and everyone involved in the team, so we want to put on a performance now, because so much work has gone into getting us to this point. So that's what we can try and control, and it's not we have, as I said, the support behind us as well, and it'll be a great day. But listen, the Bulls will have their own plans. Listen, I've heard some of the stuff that they've been coming out with this week themselves, and you know, they fancy themselves coming here, and you know, as I said, like they have a ton of experience going through the team. You know, literally on that team was the way it's listed there, Vili Leroux at 15, you know, whatever, double World Cup winner. You know, he's an unbelievably experienced player down to number 8, the way it reads out, Marcel Coetzee, whatever he is, 34, 35 years of age, and his experience playing in Ireland and playing with the Springboks and all the rest. So listen, we know we're up against usually great, huge challenge for us, usually physical challenge, and yeah, it won't be easy, but listen, it's amazing to be here.
Let's go through the Leinster team in full then. The back three of James Lowe, Tommy O'Brien and Jimmy O'Brien is unchanged from the semi-final victory over Glasgow Warriors at the Aviva last weekend. Jordy Barrett is Ringrose's midfield partner, with a half-back pairing of Jamison Gibson-Park and Sam Prendergast once again. It's a front row of Andrew Porter, Dan Sheehan and Thomas Clarkson, while Joe McCarthy and James Ryan link up in the engine room. And fresh from a player of the match showing last Saturday, Ryan Baird is retained at blindside alongside van der Fleer and Conan in the back row. It's a 5-3 split on the bench once again, with Ronan Kelleher, Jack Boyle, Rabbi Slimani, RG Snayman and Max Deegan providing the forward cover, while Luke McGrath and Ross Byrne are alongside Osborne as the back options. Bulls director of rugby Jake White has named his team with one injury enforced change. Stalwart Marcel Coetzee moves from open side to number 8 in place of Cameron Hanekom, who suffered a hamstring injury in the semi-final win against the Sharks last time out. Marco van Staden is promoted to the starting side, joining Ruan Nortier as the flankers. Jan Hendrik Vessels, Johan Grobbelaar and Wilco Love make up the front row, with Kobus Visa and J.F. van Heerden in the second row. Harold Vorster and David Creel continued their centre partnership, with Ambrose Papier and Johan Gossen at 9 and 10. Sebastian De Klerk and Kanan Moody are the wingers, with stalwart Vili Leroux as the starting fullback. Now, after being released by La Rochelle this summer, All Blacks scrum half Tuira Kerr Barlow has been snapped up by a new club in France. The 34-year-old is heading to Stade Francais ahead of next season, where he'll join fellow New Zealander Brad Weber as the scrum half options at Stade Jean-Bouin. Kurt Barlow was not offered a contract extension by La Rochelle, who'll bring in France international Nolan Legarec from Racing 92 in the off-season. It's part of a major overhaul underway at Ronan O'Gara's side, who missed out on the top 14 playoffs this year following a 7th place finish in the standings, while the two-time Champions Cup winners were also knocked out of this season's edition at the knockout stages. Reflecting on the season, O'Gara admitted he's frustrated, angry and disappointed, and says he's very sad to see Kurt Barlow leave the club in this manner, adding he deserves much more than this. France are set to be without Roman Entemac and Mathieu Jalibert for this summer's tour of New Zealand. Both out-halves will undergo minor surgery over the summer. Entemac requires a further procedure on his ACL, which he tore in the build-up to the 2023 World Cup. Jalibert, meanwhile, will undergo keyhole surgery to clean up a slightly worn joint. Head coach Fabien Galthié is already heading into the three-test series against the All Blacks without a number of key players. He's implemented a policy that means players who've played more than 2,000 minutes in this year's top 14 won't be considered. This rules out the likes of La Rochelle number 8 Gregory Aldrit, Bordeaux winger Louis Bielbiaré, and Toulouse fullback Thomas Ramos. Les Bleus will begin that three-test series against New Zealand in Dunedin on July 5th.
On this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, we had some of this.
I remember when I came to Dublin in 74 to the teacher training college in Drumcondra. If you were seen with a Hurley, you were perceived to be a bogman of some description. That has changed enormously. The perception of Hurley now is that it's the game to play. It's an element of indigenous Irishness about the thing.
And we also had this.
Cork haven't been living up to their name in recent years.
Yeah, Cork are definitely going to be coming out with something to prove. I think this weekend could be the weekend for Cork. Maybe Kerry again.
Agree.
Like Kerry, I probably have more experience and more footballers, but I never, ever write Cork off. Ever.
Right there.
Set from experience.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
Now, ex-Springbok centre and captain Jean de Villiers joined Owen Shehan on Off the Ball last night. The 2007 World Cup winner spent most of his career at Western Province and of course joined Munster for a season in 2009. He explained where South African loyalties will lie in this weekend's URC final.
Will Stormers fans, will Sharks fans be actively supporting the Bulls this weekend?
I think they will. I think the vast majority will be supporting the Bulls. You know, the crazy thing about South Africa is that we are passionate about rugby, and we're passionate about South Africa as well. So even though we might not support the Bulls and, you know, be their fiercest haters when we play against them, you know, when they take on anyone outside of South Africa, you tend to support that team. Well, you know, I would like to think that other South Africans are the same as me. You know, I don't know what goes on in the head of the majority of the country, I think that would be the case, you know, and it's weird how there's this kind of rivalry between South Africa and Ireland has certainly built up over the last couple of years as well. So, I think it keeps the sport entertaining and the competitive nature just comes up, which is again a beauty of sport.
Do you remember the first time you realised that this rivalry had started to get a little bit of spice involved, the South Africa-Ireland rivalry?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I've said this on multiple forums. You know, I absolutely love Ireland. I love the Irish, and I'm honestly the fact that I spent a very short time at Munster. I just love the club and what it stands for, and the people that I was able to meet. And you know, I'd like to think that I've made friends for life there, and still speak to some of them every now and then. You know, so Ireland is very close to I suppose my heart, and it's played a part in being able to build who I am today, and for that I will always be grateful. So when this rivalry started to creep up, I was like, you know, where does this come from? So I can't pinpoint a day when it happened, but it's you know, I think it's the fact that's certainly in the last, call it 10, 15 years, it's been the rise of Irish rugby. You know, if we think back maybe to pre-2000 and maybe a little bit after that, you know, Ireland didn't have the success that they have certainly now. So I think it's a good thing, and I think the hatred that might be there at times, I think if you dig a little bit deeper, it's respect more than anything else, and that goes both ways.
De Villiers also gave an insightful answer on the current state of rugby as a sport.
The game is very much on a knife's edge, I think, financially. You know, to be able to sustain it, the individual unions, but also I think World Rugby as a global party in terms of rugby, I think it's tricky times. So they've, you know, a lot of money has gone into certain programs where your return on investment is just not there. You know, we look at the Sevens program and just the way that's kind of declined over the last couple of years as well, which is a concern. I think it was such a good product. So, look, the more and more we talk about some of these issues, you know, the more a global season just makes so much more sense. And I think the closer we can get to that, the more we can solve problems. And then it's, you know, then it's really just about everyone sitting around a table and saying, what's the best for the game and how do we get the best out of the game? And it's not always, you know, more is more. I think we, in rugby, we so many times we look at, you know, more competitions, more games, and only then do we get more broadcast rights or bigger broadcast rights deals. And that brings more money to the game. But you look at the NFL, you look at other sports where less is actually more, because now suddenly there's not a oversaturated market and the viewers just like fed up with the game. There's only a limited amount, and that creates value. You know, I think back even just the Irish system, how over the last number of years the games have increased drastically, you know, for the club players. And it's very difficult to sustain then, you know, the impact on the players. So from a player welfare point of view, those are the game's biggest assets, and are we looking after them enough? So, yeah, quite a few things. But again, I'd love to believe that the decisions being made at the highest level in rugby is for the good of rugby and nothing else. And you know, if we do that, and that if that's the key goal for everyone, then hopefully we can sort it all out to make the product a better one.
And you can hear that full piece with Jean de Villiers and all of our rugby coverage on demand by becoming a member at offtheball.com/join. But that's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily, with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.